Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's say good. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget, hey, the name is Charlie.
You took my money, you took my time. Hey, guys, thank you for listening to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. And I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Hey, thank you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it, because if it wasn't for you, I would not be here. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I know you could be doing 2,000 other things that may be more interesting, may be better, may make you feel better, may make you look better, but you're here, and I appreciate that. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you I have a bunch of new listeners out there. I'm looking forward to I guess my voice sounding kind of excited today, and I am excited because I do have a great show set up. We're going to talk a little bit about what you guys did on yesterday for the 4th of July. And I just want to hear some things about what happened with you guys. Now, if I don't hear from you, or you call into the show and you're not wanting to get on the air, I'll know that, because when you call in, my phone screener will ask you to do that. So when you come up on my screen, you'll come up on my screen as someone who wants to talk, and there are also people that come up on the screen as someone who don't want to talk. So I know you guys are calling into the show, and a lot of you guys aren't wanting to talk on the air, but I would like to hear from you. So if you would call into the show and let the phone screener know that you do want to talk to the host, or just press the number one button on your phone, and you'll be in my queue as someone who wants to go on the air and let us know how your day went yesterday. 818-301-5834. I appreciate all you guys that are listening via internet as well. And you're up there on my show page. Thank you. Okay. Now, the show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. You can call her at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Give her a call if you have any kind of tax or accounting needs for you, for personal or business. Give her a call and she can help you there. All right. And, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. So if you're on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. I promote the show daily on Twitter, so if you are on Twitter and you are a follower of the show, you'll get that tweet probably about a half hour or something before the show starts. Also on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, you can go to the top of the page in that search box, type in 1982 Astros Alumni, and the show page should pop up there, and you'll see the show page there. Just send us a friend request, and we'll turn around and confirm your request. Okay, confirm you as a friend, and then that way, also on Facebook, I promote the show on Facebook, and that way you never miss a show as well if you don't want to. Now you can also follow me personally on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook if you type in my name in the search box, Franklin Williams. I should come up there on Facebook, send me a friend request, and I'll confirm you as a friend, because I'm looking for people to listen and call in and promote their shows or their events or parties or what have you on the show. I think it'll be a great avenue for people to promote their business or their parties or events or what have you on this show. And there is no charge for it. I'm absolutely free advertisement. Okay, I got my biggest show has been over 3,000 people. So I average about 2,000 to 2,200 people a night. So that isn't bad. Not for me anyway. Okay, so call into the show, 818-301-5834. We're talking about what you did for the 4th of July on yesterday. Today is the 5th. Yesterday was the 4th. What did you do yesterday? I know myself, I've got a lot of family in town, and we were gathered on yesterday at one of my cousin's house that lives out in the East Lake community, and we had a tremendous time. I mean, I went over pretty early, about 11:30. I went over because I was asked to get on the grill and do some grilling, food grilling yesterday, which a lot of you guys know that is something that I enjoy immensely. I mean, I love to do that. I love being outdoors, I guess, and that's part of it. I love to start fires. I like to see not only the smell from the grill, but I like to see the grill really smoking. Not from fire near, not from burning your meat, but I like to see it really smoking from, you know, wood chips or something that you may have in your fire. Or sometimes, you know, when you're doing chicken or something, when that grease starts to fall from the chicken onto the fire, it gives a huge pile of smoke that comes out of the grill. So not only do I like the smell, but I do like the just the constant smoke that's coming from the grill. And I'm not a gas grill guy. In the gas grill, you're not seeing. If you see smoke coming from your gas grill, you know something's burning. Okay, so the gas grill doesn't give you the what you're looking for as far as you know, an open barbecue. Okay, a lot of people like cooking with gas because they can cook faster with it, but I know. You know, from the beginning of time when they started doing open fires to cook their food, they probably were using just wood and stuff like that back then. But now, charcoal and wood chips, that kind of stuff is what, you know, being used now. And that's exactly what I like, and that's what I use for cooking. So anyway, I'd like to hear what you guys did for the 4th of July. 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Call in, let me know what happened with you on the 4th, okay? I appreciate that, yes. 818-301-5834. One other thing that was good on yesterday was just the camaraderie from having your family in town and just hanging out together. Talking about things that happened earlier in our lives, things that happened at previous, like family reunions, family gatherings, pictures, and then the fellowship of eating and hanging out with your family. You know? Didn't have any drama. I'm sure that, you know, somebody had drama on yesterday at their barbecue. I mean, it never fails. I'm sure if you were outside and you were doing some things outside, you could hear fire trucks, police sirens, things like that going through. But, you know, we didn't have any drama. No one had too much to drink. So no one, you know, got rowdy or anything like that. We didn't have anyone crash the party or the gathering or what have you. We didn't have anything like that. So it seems like it's starting to get better, you know, because there was a time I know that we have had some drama at some of our barbecues. But everything was good yesterday. Also, I got a chance to see my sister, and that was a good thing. I don't have any kind of ill feelings toward her, and hopefully she don't have any towards me, and maybe we can start to mend our fences again. I'm past some of the things that we've had in the past, so I'm good to go again. I know that her nieces miss her a bit because they used to hang out sometimes, but that's all good. But and again, on yesterday, like I said, I had a lot of family in town, and I believe that those guys had a great time. I believe we're going to get together again on tomorrow and hang out a bit. That'll be a great time as well. And I think they're going to head back home on Saturday morning. So I'm looking forward to that. Today is going to be kind of a rest day for me, at least, or maybe for us. So maybe we'll get together a little bit later this evening. But you know, tomorrow for sure, and maybe this evening. But like I said, I don't know. But call into the show and let me know how your 4th of July went. 818-301-5834. In the meantime, I'm going to take care of a little business, and I'll be back with you in about 2 minutes. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thank you guys again for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Just, I know that some of my cousins are probably listening in to the show today. So I do want to give a little shout-out to them in my last few minutes of the show here. A couple of people that were from Florida, some of the my cousins from Florida that were up here, and we had a great time. And like I say, I'm looking forward to maybe seeing you guys this evening or for sure tomorrow. But maybe we'll get together this evening as well. I'm not sure yet. Well, we had Aunt Jack and Lisa from Orlando, Florida, and they're always great to see. Aunt Jack just when you say she aged well, I mean I can't say that she aged well. I think she stopped aging a few years ago. She looks exactly the same as she did, 7, 8, 10 years ago. I mean, she looks just the same. She doesn't look like she's aged at all. And I know. I mean, I'm getting old. Everyone's getting old. Everyone's getting old, but she doesn't seem to age at all, and nor does her daughters. They don't seem to age. I mean, everyone may have these little subtle differences or whatever, but overall, all my cousins from Orlando, they look great. Kathy and her wife, and Kathy and her husband, Mike Nobles, they were in town. Vivian Edwards and her new fiance Eddie, they were in town. Shirley Barber, Shirley's the oldest sister. She looks the same. She's great. Also, Dolores and Vernard Batson. Dolores is my cousin, and her husband Vernard. They were in town, and they're always good people to see as well. Gloria Barber, very, very sweet girl, she's a great person. I really do like Gloria. And Jackie King, who's also a barber sister, and her daughter Shayla, they were in town, and Jackie and Shayla still looks like she's 14. She's 24 now, but she looks like she's 14, and that's just amazing. And that's what I was saying about my cousins from Orlando. They don't seem to age. No, everyone is a year older and 2 years older and older and older and older, but they don't seem to age as far as their, facing. Or you may see someone, and if you don't see them for 10 years, you're like, oh, my God, I didn't even recognize you. I didn't even recognize him or whatever. But they don't. I mean, as soon as you see them, you know exactly who they are. And also Lynn Barber. Lynn is a sweet, sweet lady as well, and she was in town. So all these ladies. I mean, it was 8 girls in that family, and I really love them all. We have a great relationship. They can come here and have a great time. We can go there and have a great time. And, it's just all well and good and fun and family. And we definitely have to get down there soon as well. So I got about 2 minutes left in the show, guys, and it's been a really good show. Thank you guys for being there for me. I'll be here for you. If you need me, all you have to do, is send me a message or send me an email or what have you, and let me know that you need my help, and I'll come running. I guarantee it. So love you guys, and take care of yourselves, and have a safe evening, a safe Friday, a good Friday, and a great weekend. And remember, tomorrow, Friday, is Free Fall Friday. All lines will be open. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, and we'll get it on, all right? So for now, I'll be moving on, and I'll be talking to you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Look forward to talking to you soon, and take care of yourselves. It's Frank, and I'm over and out.
By responsibility, and I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the time.